You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Thank you. Stupid News time now at FM 99. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting John Morgan this week. John Morgan, Thursday through Sunday at the Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one in Stupid News takes us to England. England. Yes, my friend. Julie Edwards was out walking her dogs on the beach in Somerset when they stumbled across a graphic description is about to occur, so moms and dads, you're forewarned. This is the news. When they stumbled across an intact penis and testicles on the beach.
Intact?
The whole
thing? That's what it says.
Oh, kit and caboodle?
Yes. What? It says kit and caboodle. I'm trying to understand how this would work. The twig and berries.
Yeah.
Well, the Franks box. And beans.
Yeah.
The wedding tackle.
Yes.
A whole lot of it. This is not good. This is human?
She contacted the local authorities.
I guess it didn't say.
They picked up the item, which has yet to be identified, but Julie is convinced that it was human and very much looked like a wiener and doodads.
They picked it up with, like, tongs from, like, 8 feet away. Like,
yeah. We'll not touch it. You touch it. I'm not touching it.
She said, my dog was running out ahead of me. I could see she was just about to nose something over, I ran up there.
No.
I believe it was an intact penis and male testicle. Yikes. That's where the story ends.
Oh, yeah?
She turned it over to police.
Right now, we're still looking. We're not taking anything off the board, but it does appear as if it is,
looking
the whole kit and
very
caboodle.
Very uncomfortable man.
Yes.
At this point, we have a person of interest.
Yeah.
Yes. A groinless person of interest. That is item number one.
Yikes. Oh, my goodness.
Item number two.
It's Caitlyn Jenner's.
Item number two takes us to a California supermarket where employees said that a hawk flew into the store and managed to evade capture for 2 days and counting.
Oh, that's so you not couldn't fun shop to... in the store? Yeah, the hawk would swoop you?
Yeah. The hawk's just flying around.
Wow. Cool. Wasn't there a hawk that got caught in a store around here?
Yeah, Food Lion down at Ship's Corner or somewhere down there, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they called us.
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted us to get down there.
We're in charge of wild
birds.
We
handle wild, yes.
Yeah.
Wild fowl.
That was awesome.
The manager at the Crisp Beverages and Natural Foods, because, I mean, we are talking California here, said that the hawk flew into the store at about 3:30 p.m. While trying to catch a pigeon in the doorway.
Hmm.
Okay. Workers spent hours trying unsuccessfully to capture the hawk. They said the bird of prey, she was fond of perching in the store's giant artificial tree.
Oh, okay.
Of course it's going to go there.
I got you, yeah.
Volunteers with Animal Emergency Rescue tried to gently capture the hawk in a net, but it fled to a hiding place inside the store's roof. Animal Control said they couldn't do anything to help the store or the bird. They were just like,
wow,
sorry. We're packing up. We'll see you later.
Call the fire department.
Yeah.
They get all of our ones we can't handle.
Yeah. Customers think it's our mascot, the manager said. This happened years ago, too. He said the hawk that previously flew into the store was safely captured in a net and released inside. Or outside, he doesn't think it was the same hawk coming back again.
They should have got the kit and caboodle from item one and laid it on the floor.
There you go.
Eventually, he would have swooped down.
Trying to bait him.
Yes. And you get that hawk. Just saying.
Hey there, hawk bait. All right, finally, this is kind of a human interest story. It's a great little piece that takes us to India. Where we're going to meet Vijay Parsana. Vijay was recently featured in the newspaper story about his life because he drinks cow urine every day and eats cow dung for breakfast.
Gross. Yeah. Holy cow.
44-year-old VJ, and he doesn't look a day over 60. He says, cow urine is full of nutrients. Uh-huh. It helps the body to wash oil and toxins and impurities out of your body.
When you puke it back up.
Yeah,
right. Consuming one cup in the morning can give you better health.
Or kill you. Whatever.
Yeah.
Never taste gross and give you bad breath.
Yeah. VJ says he often breakfasts on cow dung.
Lovely.
Hopefully he brushes after.
Before going to one of the 22 gymnasiums that he owns.
So it's going pretty well for him.
He credits cows with saving his life after he fell into gambling. He had a gambling habit. VJ's wife and other family members thought he was crazy at first, but they noticed. Yes?
Yeah, he fell into cows. You're laughing. He probably had to eat cow dung and drink cow urine because of the gambling problem. That's why he's crediting them with saving his life.
It sounds like it's full of bad decision making. Yeah.
And it continues. Although. Yeah. He owns 22 businesses now. However,
it's all right.
He claims that he survived. Rod, you may be onto something. Yeah. He once survived 22 days drinking only cow's urine, he says. Mm.
Why don't you drink the milk?
Yeah. It is like a little weird.
It's like one nozzle over.
All right. Damn it. Okay, first of all.
I've been drinking pee the whole time.
I've been going to the wrong tap on the cow the entire time.
Not to play devil's advocate.
Yes, yeah. But.
Yeah. But it takes a while to get the milk out of there. The urine comes out pretty quickly.
Yes. Yeah, that was a bull, though.
It flows. No. Yes. It flows.
It did have horns. You're right. Shoot.
Crazy.
Wow. I now balance my time between my family, my work, and my cows.
Wow.
I leave my office at 5 p.m. I see my family for a bit. Then I return and spend the night with my cows. I have dinner, watch TV, and then we all fall asleep together. Him and the cows.
No, not the family.
No.
So weird.
Yeah.
It's just an alternative lifestyle.
Yeah, who are we to judge?
Please. Yeah. Okay.
You want to eat cow crap?
Well, and now he owns gym. You know, he's all about the health.
It's 2017. If the man wants to drink it and
it's
eat
an alternative
it.
Lifestyle. Let him be.
Let him.
He's not hurting anyone, and he clearly loves his cows.
I tell you, I am loving this. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why we call it
Stupid News.